From A&E, the creators of Cold Case Files, comes your next true crime podcast obsessions, PD Stories. Every week, law enforcement professionals join host Tom Morris Jr. from America's Most Wanted and Live PD to share their experiences, their insights, and perspective on policing. You're not going to want to miss this show. Be sure to subscribe on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast apps so you can get new episodes. Welcome, folks, to our show today. This is Friday. It's a Classic Friday. It's not always going to be a Classic Friday. The last few weeks, we've been doing Classic Fridays because we've been very, very busy with other things, but I think you'll enjoy this. This comes from our archives now, man. This comes from our 35,000-plus hours archives. Then this is pre-2007, so this is from the radio show, and this is from September of 2004. We just, you know, as we usually do, we went ahead and just threw a dart and see where it landed. This is from September 28th of 2004, and it's a Lloyd Bonafide bit, one of the characters that we don't do anymore because Lloyd was like a Korean War veteran and is, you know, he's retired and he's half crazy. Harvey Wehrman's another one that we rarely do because Harvey should be over 100, right?
Well, no, not over 100, but he's in his 90s.
Yeah, Harvey would be in his 90s. Harvey was in Saipan, he's a Marine, all that stuff. So here is Lloyd Bonafide from September 20th, 2004, and he is a Korean War veteran who, across the street from him, has moved in, or has been there for a while anyway, another elderly gentleman who has a Corvette parked in his garage and has weight equipment, and it's, as far as Lloyd is concerned, it's causing too much of a stir among all the, quote, old ladies on the block. This guy is some sort of a sexy guy. So let's check this out now. Lloyd Bonafide, the heating and plumbing guy from Alhambra, California, you know, his wife Marge, and all of the antics on his street and with his business from September of 2004 in today's Phil Hendry Show Classic Friday.
Phil Hendry Show.
Lloyd, go ahead, man. We're on the air with Lloyd Bonafide. Go ahead.
It's just that we are very concerned, of course, what these candidates will do for senior citizens.
The situation in your neighborhood, though.
Well, this gentleman who has moved in to this home across the street from our home is a senior citizen himself. He's a widower. My wife is closing the door to the den. He's a widower. He's 65 years of age. He has his gym exercise equipment and so forth.
Okay, and you say he's got a sports car.
Yes, sir. Now, the neighborhood we live in is primarily senior citizens. Most of us have owned our homes for quite some time. I bought the house we live in now in 1957 when I was discharged for the Navy in Long Beach. And we moved up here.
Okay.
And most of the people here have lived in the neighborhood for a long time. And this gentleman now has moved in and he is exhibiting a lifestyle that I think is unusual for the rest of us because we're retired people. I am retired. And he is, I think, we don't want to get a lot of these, especially to our wives, who are senior citizens. Our wives are all older women, old ladies, and this guy, we're afraid is going to get them agitated, I guess.
And what do you mean by agitated? This is he's a single man?
Yes, sir. His wife passed on, I believe, last March.
Okay.
And his presence with the gym equipment that he has and with his sports car and so on, we've got a situation in our neighborhood where our wives are content. They're older women, and they are used to, a very content life.
Okay, and excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. What is your primary concern with this man moving in?
The primary concern, Phil, is that he's going to get a lot of the women, and these are old ladies who are going to get a little restless and are going to get agitated by his presence. And I spoke with my wife about it, and she understood. She said, it isn't any secret. At my age, a lot of these men are taking blood pressure medicine. As a result, they're not able to engage, I guess, is the way to put it politely, physically. And you don't want to stir up a lot of these old ladies when you have this guy. So,
all right, what has he done anything overtly?
Well, I went over to his house, and I did what I do with every new neighbor. I said, "Hello, my name's Lloyd Bonafide. Welcome to the neighborhood." I said, "Okay, that's out of the way." I said, "I want to tell you that you're unusual for this neighborhood, and you're gonna agitate a lot of these old ladies that live here." And he was listening to me, and I said, by the gym equipment. So we asked him if he would close his garage door so he's not showing his gym equipment and the car.
Okay.
And also to keep the car in the garage so that he is not flaunting his lifestyle in such a way as to agitate and get these old, you know, a lot of our wives stirred up.
Are you afraid that he is going to have an affair or...
I don't know. I don't believe so. But you don't want to get the wives in this neighborhood. We don't want to get them dissatisfied and stirred up and So.
All right. 1-800-449-8666. I think I understand what you're saying. So you have asked this man to close his garage door, and
that is correct. But this is the thing that I think Bush and Cheney need to address. And I'm very concerned, to tell you the truth, because he said to me, "Why do I have to close my garage door?" And I said, "Well, now here, see, now you're getting," and I said, "Now you're getting in my face." And
all right, he did not want to close his garage door, thus not being people can't see the gym equipment.
That's right.
Well, I guess it's his right.
Well, let me tell you what. This is a neighborhood. We protect our women in this neighborhood. And he's got gym equipment, and he's got a Corvette, and it gets these wives of ours. They get, you know, they're going to get agitated. So I told this guy, "Let me tell you what. I want that garage door closed. I want that gym equipment out of sight, and I want that Corvette out of sight." And he says to me, "Well, I don't have to do that." I said, "Let me tell you what. I'm a Korean War vet."
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me take the pulse of the audience on this.
But I told him I was a Navy veteran.
Do you have the right to tell your neighbor to close his garage door to keep the gym equipment and his Corvette and everything from being seen outside of his house? Because he is a, I guess you could say that this man is a single available senior citizen.
Yeah, that is correct.
And so a lot of the women in the neighborhood, even though they're all married, you say are going to get agitated. Could you tell me what you mean by agitated?
It gets them thinking thoughts, and you know, we got a lot of friends of mine who had blood pressure medicine and so on and so forth. They can't do the business, as you say, you know. And the old ladies that live here will go, because we've kept the women.
And when you say you kept the women...
Well, no, we've kept... The women are calm and have a nice, serene lifestyle. Now this guy comes with his Corvette and his gym equipment, so I told him, close the garage door.
And he refused.
He refused me, and I said to him, "Let me tell you what, I'm a United States Naval veteran," and that didn't seem to impress him. I said, "I've seen action in Korea, so, you know, I have written a letter, too, to City Councilman Thompson on it."
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd Bonafide, you live in Alhambra, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have told a neighbor to keep the garage door closed where he has gym equipment, a Corvette, and other manifestations, I would say, of an active single life. He's living in a neighborhood.
Well, that's the other thing. Why did he move into our neighborhood where we have a great many older women who can't, you know, whose health is not that strong, and he runs around with his gym equipment and his Corvette, which can only agitate these old ladies?
All right, I understand. So you're asking why he's moved into the neighborhood, generally exhibiting a single lifestyle, while there's so many married couples, many of them older women, who are going to get overwrought by his presence?
Well, I don't know if the word's overwrought, but you got a lot of these old women who are married to us, and they sit there, and now here comes this guy showing off all of his gym equipment. And it can only, let me tell you, I know women, I've been married for 40 years, it only stimulates them and agitates them. And so...
So you feel it reasonable to go and tell him, shut the garage door.
Shut the garage door, and when the Corvette comes in, it goes in, The other thing is he doesn't have an automatic garage door opener, so when he pulls up, he's got to open it. So that's all the more time the Corvette's sitting on the driveway. And I said to him, let me tell you what. You get a garage door opener, you could go down to Sears and get the Genie garage door opener. The man will come out and install it. He said, well, you know, he mumbled something. So, this is why I've talked to Congressman Thompson, City Councilman Thompson, and why I'm concerned with the debates on Thursday night.
A single man and a widower, he's the same age as the rest of you guys.
Well, he's about 65, 66.
Okay, he's a little bit younger, but he has moved into your neighborhood. He is single, and he has a Corvette and gym equipment, and he's kind of active, and you feel that him exhibiting all of that gym equipment, having his Corvette parked out in the driveway, only serves to, I'm quoting you, agitate and make the women in the neighborhood a little restless.
And they start thinking impure thoughts or what have you.
You are asking this man to close his garage door so you can't see his Corvette and his gym equipment. And he has refused to do that.
Now, I'm waiting for a response from the city councilman. I really don't want to go to the next level. Because if I go to the next level, I'm a Korean War veteran.
All right, sir, please don't intimate violence.
No. Let me tell you what. It's not going to be violent. I don't do that. I'll go up to him and I'll put a finger in his face and I'll tell him.
Well, you don't want to have to muscle a neighbor when you can solve these things amicably. What is it to be a good neighbor? In the case of this one man who lives across the street from Mr. Bonafide would like him to simply close his garage door so his Corvette and his gym equipment are not readily seen by the wives in the neighborhood who have been married many years to their husbands and could become, as he said, overwrought or agitated seeing this available senior gentleman who is single, a widower. His wife died, my understanding, last spring. He's gone to a city councilman. And he has also talked to a couple of local congressmen about his rights to go over there and tell the guy to shut the garage door. We'll be back with Lloyd Bonafide on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show.
All right, Lloyd Bonafide with me, a gentleman who lives in Alhambra, California. The neighborhood they live in is one that is, I guess that the kids have grown up and moved away. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir. We all had, I raised my daughter here. And
so everyone there is pretty much a senior now, and this new man moved in. He's a senior citizen, but he's single. He has a lot of gym equipment. He drives a Corvette.
And he likes to show it all. And I simply said to him, let me tell you what, keep your Corvette and your gym equipment inside the garage because you are all the women in the neighborhood are all getting stirred up, and you've got a lot of men on blood pressure medicine and so forth.
Let me go to Kay here. Hi, Kay. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make a comment here. I've been listening to this gentleman who's lived there for several years.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why he is upset because he thinks the women are going to get riled up. What the problem is, he is jealous of this new man that has moved into the neighborhood because he obviously is available.
I'm a Korean War veteran. I'm a United States naval.
I'm the ex-spouse of a naval officer too, and I've lived that type of life. But I want you to know, to be in your mid-60s, you should have the right to live anywhere that you want to.
Oh, I don't want him to move. I'm not asking.
If you want to own a Corvette and gym equipment.
Right, hold on. Kay, hold on for a minute. Can you hear, Lloyd? Don't interrupt.
I want to make a point. Number one, I'm not trying to get the man to move. I simply want him to keep his Corvette and his gym equipment hidden away from the women.
Do you keep your lawnmower hidden from the neighbors? Do you keep your dog hidden from the neighbors?
I hardly believe that my lawnmower is an obscene way of trying to stimulate.
But if you're out mowing your yard, you're going to stir up the neighbor ladies. And this man,
you want to make a joke.
Excuse me, let me talk.
You want to make a joke about a man not being able to do the business because he's on blood pressure?
That has nothing to do with it, okay?
Let me tell you what.
Looking makes no difference. It's the acting.
Well, here's the what I simply asked him to do. Keep his gym equipment and his Corvette. He can go out, and he wears the wraparound sunglasses, and don't you know he's got his hair all oiled back the way a lot of them do.
Why don't you wear yours that way, or do you not have any hair?
Because I happen to be an American. I'm not one of these greasy, you know. And what
yeah,
you talk,
there's
you
a
know,
lot of Americans
I wear my hair.
Sunglasses. They're very popular for all ages now.
This man is 66 years of age. He has no business driving a Corvette. He has no business.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he has no business driving a...
He lives in a neighborhood with retired people, with a lot of old ladies that only get agitated when they see this kind of thing.
That makes... that.
Can I ask
know,
you, are you, a,
women,
are you
what,
a widow?
What difference does it make? Do you look at women... Do you just look at women and go on about your business?
Women, let me tell you what.
It doesn't hurt a thing for the women to see him out there and go about their business. They act upon getting over there and getting acquainted with him in a intimate way, that's where it's wrong.
Well, that's what
but
I agree
I don't know
with
why
you.
I don't know why you should be upset because this man has moved in there and has these items and...
I told my wife.
He's trying to keep his body in shape.
Well, I told Bill McMillan lives next door to me. I said, now, I've seen your wife, and she was looking at him, and Bill, had a talk to his wife, and she got with the program.
Well, what do you mean she was looking at him?
Well, I had seen her out front looking over there at his Corvette there. I said to Bill, your wife is getting agitated and worked up by this guy.
Even if she did, it's none of your business.
All right.
It's not your wife.
All right, Kay, thank you for your call. Let's go to Lily. Lily, go ahead. You're on with Lloyd Bonafide.
Hello?
Yes, Lily, go ahead.
Hello. I live in Bellevue, Washington.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I was born in 1943.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Means I'm going to be 62 next year.
Yes,
and
dear.
I think to have someone next door to you that drives a Corvette and has exercise equipment, it's the way that you should live. Because if you had some exercise equipment, maybe you could throw the heart medication away. Because 60... No, wait a minute.
I was in the Korean War.
Okay.
I seen guys get their heads severed
off. My husband served also in the Vietnamese War. And he's
not
60.
Vietnam, I was Korea.
That is okay. I'm 60. I'm going to be 62 years old next year. I can't wait for Social Security.
It ain't much, I'll tell you that.
I exercise every day, and to have someone that's in their 60s drive a Corvette and exercise, I think that's a model for us that are in our 60s.
Now, what about that, Lloyd? Isn't that
something that you hide away?
What about that, Lloyd?
Well, here's the problem I've got. He drives this Corvette that causes this vibrating sound, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
It is wonderful.
They vibrates and everything, and the women get...
No. A Corvette,
well, that's my understanding.
A Corvette or a Harley has a wonderful natural vibration.
Yeah.
And so do barbells. And right food and minerals.
See, that's to me, that's obscene.
You've
for a
got
woman
the wrong vibrations because you want to shut things like that out.
But for a woman of your age to straddle a Harley Davidson and get your kicks.
Hey, listen,
some
I'm 118
cheap kicks.
Pounds, and I chop wood with my husband. I use
well,
an
I
8
think
pound
that,
sledge.
Yeah,
and
but
a
this
wedge.
Guy's out there,
and
then
we just cut.
So in other words, you straddle a Harley.
The last few days.
Can I ask you a question? So you straddle a Harley Davidson because you want to feel the vibration?
No,
see to me, that's obscene.
Saying,
that is patently.
No, wait a minute. Wait.
I love it.
That's not what she said.
This guy with his Corvette is trying to get the women.
It's wonderful to have a Corvette. It's wonderful.
And so you like to run around out there and show everybody what you got, huh?
No.
Not me. Not me, Mister. Not me.
No.
All right,
you would.
All right.
If you had the right vibes.
I'm eating some dried fruit. Give me some dried fruit. I'm eating dried fruit right now, which keeps me clean, and that's all I need. And yet you and this guy with his Corvette and his vibrations, he's going to vibrate all the way.
Well, I think
kind of nuts.
You've got the wrong idea, sir.
It's hooey.
You
it's a load of hooey.
You might be going to a cave.
Thank you very much, Lily. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. New listener. As for this old guy, dude needs just to go to Denny's, get his early bird special, and keep watching Matlock.
Oh, so that's what you think, huh?
Yeah. Well,
let me tell you what. This guy's
going to
close.
Buddy.
He's going to close his garage door. He's going
to
get
not,
what
he doesn't
for?
Have to close his garage door.
Then why is he showing off everything to the neighborhood ladies?
Because he wants to. You should go, just keep watching your Matlock and don't worry about him.
Hey, I don't watch Matlock, okay?
Good.
I watch TV Land. They have a lot. I bet you think you're some kind of a tough guy, huh?
All right,
look. Don't think
of that. Look, the dude is not trying to...
Yeah, he's trying to get in my grill. Aren't you? What a moron.
All right, whatever. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. You need a checkup from the neck ups.
Lloyd Bonafide with me for our last round of phone calls. I just want to ask you, if the man refuses to... This gentleman who lives across the street from you, he has his garage door open, showing his gym equipment, showing a Corvette. You say the guy wears wraparound shades. He's 65. And,
well, mister, I don't have any problem with the way a man lives.
Well, it sounds to me like you do. It sounds to me like you don't want... You say the women in the neighborhood.
It's our wives who look over at him and they start thinking about... They get agitated and stirred up and thinking about, you know, leaving the life that they have because a guy's on blood pressure medicine and can't do the business. So now she wants to ride around in some guy's Corvette and feel it vibrate up and down and everything. And it's obscene. And I told the guy, I said, that garage door is going to get shut one way or another. And I can tell you right now, because I was a welder in the Navy, you know, when I first started out, I could weld that garage door shut. And I'll go over there and I'll weld that. God.
You need to calm down.
Calm down would be when I get response. And this is the reason why these guys that run for president, I want to look at these debates on Thursday night.
You're going to weld a guy's garage door shut. You're going to get into some legal problems.
I'm a Korean War veteran, sir.
All right, here is Sonia. Go ahead, Sonia.
Well, I have a comment. This is the United States of America, the land of freedom.
Holy
people come here to have
here,
the freedom. And if you,
look,
if you tell us to
I
lose,
was in the Korean
if
War
you tell
the Chinese,
us to lose your wife,
and a lot of
then
Russians.
You better shut your own door and mind your own business. And the man, I respect the man of 60 years old, active, gym, Corvette, having fun.
Let me ask you something, Sonia. Where's Count Dracula?
Maybe you should learn how to have a good time.
Hold on, Sonia. What did you say, Lloyd?
Well, she won't listen to me. I fought for this country in Korea, and this the Bride of Frankenstein here is telling me...
What is the Bride of Frankenstein supposed to mean? Where are you from, Sonia? From Russia?
No, I born in Egypt, I raised in Africa, I married an American. I married American, and
yeah.
I live in the United States for 30 years, and I love the country because of my freedom.
Are you an American citizen, or are you one of these illegals that works out
yes,
there in the
Yes, I am.
There you go. So, Sonia, you're saying just shut the door and mind your own business.
Definitely.
As opposed to...
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. You're taking the side of King Tut's sister here over me? I'm
not taking no side. You're sticking your nose in everybody's business because you're afraid to lose your wife to a handsome man working and having a good time and try to be in shape.
You know, Sonia,
if you don't like it, you move out.
Would you do me a favor and just say the following words? 3 tonne of leaves is all you need to reactivate the mummy. Go ahead.
What are you trying to do now?
Don't you know what tonne of leaves are?
I come to this country because
there you
I
go.
Love this country and I marry one. I don't need an idiot like you to tell me what to do.
No, I'm an idiot. I fought for this country in Korea against a bunch of Egyptians.
I respect that. I
right,
respect
that's good,
that.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Nobody is disrespecting that. What we're saying, Lloyd, is this country, you don't go over and weld a guy's garage door shut because he's got gym equipment. And
can't you just say the ton of leaves will bring, you know...
What's with the ton of leaves, man?
It's the movie The Mummy, for God's sake. Oh, God, she sounds just like that old lady in The Mummy.
I think Sonia, you sound a little bit more like the gypsy lady in the movie, the Wolfman movie.
Yeah, there you go. Say that whole deal about even a man who's good and says his prayers at night can become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is full and bright. Can you do that?
That guy
is
should learn how to have fun.
Freaking nuts.
He should have a good time and live life and enjoy what is left of his life.
Hey, let me ask you something, Sonia.
And learn how to get along.
When you lived
people.
In Egypt, Sonia, did you carry a basket on your head or did you, you know, how does that work?
You know what, Mr. Bonafide?
You don't need to insult nobody.
I'm not insulting. I want to know
what it is. You need to get educated, and you need... I've been around the world, 36 countries around the world. Yeah.
You've traveled a lot,
this
honestly.
The land I love.
I want to ask a question.
America, the land of opportunity and freedom.
Okay,
you should learn what the United States means.
I want to ask the host a question, if I could, because I'm the guest, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you interviewing Cleopatra here, or what's going on?
Sir, I am talking to my callers, and your smart-ass remarks...
You calling me a smart-ass? I got a guy across the street. My wife wants to vibrate in his Corvette. And you got a lady on the line here who, you know, give her half a chance, she's going to turn a man into a werewolf. Do you know how to play the flute to make the snake come out of the basket, that kind of a deal?
All right, Sonia, thank you for your call, because now what he's doing is he's just being a smart-ass. I think you made some very good points, okay?
Well, thank you. I
and
love
thank you very
show.
Much.
You are
oh, you're
wonderful.
Very kind. Thank you very
have
much.
Have a good evening.
You're very kind.
You know, that tears it right there.
What?
The fact that you're being nice to some lady who probably gave a guy some kind of a potion, turned him into a wild animal, and you remember her son turned into a wolf.
What are you talking about, man? When's the last time I seen a freaking wolf man?
That's the gypsy lady. I'll bet you money. That's the gypsy lady. Or, so help me, Jesus. I'll slit both wrists. And run down the street saying, I'm Jesus, I'm Jesus. Anything you need.
The gypsy lady.
Hello. Give me the phone back.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, yes. Who's this?
This is the Phil Henry Show?
Give me the phone back. I'm going to get the gypsy.
I'm sorry, is this the Phil Radio Show?
Yes.
I'm very sorry. That man is one of our patients.
I thought he was a guy that,
No, he called all the radio show. He called John and Ken and all that mess. He get on all the shows, have everybody believe it. I always have
him. The gypsy ladies.
Not the gypsy ladies. I got your gypsy ladies swinging. So I'm very sorry, sir. And
This is the Phil Henry Show?
Yes. He got out of our day room and got over to the payphone. And so we gave him a quarter. He want to go get a paper. I said, well, here's a quarter. You go get a paper. It turned out,
I want my candy sticks and my fancy robe. And the gypsy woman's going to turn me into a werewolf.
The phone, or I'm gonna spank the bad boy.
No, ma'am.
Hold on. I'll spank the bad boy.
Oh, please, in the name of everything holy. Ow, it hurts good.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, well, Mr. Henry, we love your program.
Baba Booey.
Woohoo! Word up to your mom. All right. Well, there you go. That's Lloyd. Something's going on over there at the retirement home. I don't know whether he's calling from his house. Was that his wife? Is he in the nut bin? What?
Phil Henry Show.
You flip a bone in a Korean War veteran and you pull back a bloody stump.